open horizon or hang around for long after sunset. Luckily, the moon is also in the western sky this weekend. It can help guide you to the elusive innermost planet. Saturday evening especially, the moon will be a very slender crescent, having just emerged from its monthly episode of being between the Earth and Sun and lost in the solar glare. If you've got any ordinary pair of binoculars, use them to scan in the west Saturday evening. Binoculars would help you spot the moon and Mercury, located side by side very low in the western twilight sky. By Sunday evening, the moon will be higher up in the west. Then you'll see it above and to the left of the planet innermost in our solar system. Stardate is written by Deborah Bird, and it's produced for the University of Texas McDonald Observatory. We're in Austin. Our zip is 78712. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
This is the voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Uhas. It's a few minutes past 12 o'clock. Eric Corley is not with us this evening. He is out celebrating Victory Day. Victory Day is, of course, celebrated today, April 24th, in Togo. And we will be trying to get through to Togo and asking them what their feelings are on Victory Day in just a little while. So keep it here on the Voice of Long Island on 90.1 FM. Music from Dennis Brown. Thank you. Something there from Dennis Brown on the voice of Long Island, Eric Corley's live with us on our long distance phone line.
Hello.
And what did you do today? You went to an environmental meeting of some sort, huh?
Yes, I went to a meeting over in Cold Spring Harbor.
Uh-huh.
A meeting of the Action Environmental Group, and they were talking about how they're going to save the pine barrens and do all sorts of other nice environmental things.
I've got one question.
Yeah.
There are no pine barrens in Cold Spring Harbor of note, are there?
No, not especially in Cold Spring Harbor. There used to be quite a few in Nassau County and in the Hempstead area, but no more.
Uh-huh.
They're working towards saving what's left of the North Shore of Long Island.
Uh-huh.
There's quite a bit left.
Yeah. So are you going to tell us?
Most of the pine barrens are out in central Suffolk.
That's true, like the Ronkonkoma and Bohemia areas.
A little bit over there.
And east. And
mostly out in the Hamptons.
There's quite a few out in the Hamptons as well. And there's a few good examples left in Setauket, too.
Huh? Setauket, yes.
Yeah.
They haven't built transmission shops and things like that.
Yeah. The thing we just heard from this Dennis Brown fellow, is off a brand new album, Love Has Found Its Way, and you know that's new.
And it's yes, I played that Tuesday night, in fact.
And it's on the A&M label.
Well, so was the last album.
Oh, was it really?
Yes.
If
you'll note, quite a few of those songs were written by none other than Joe Gibbs,
right. That's very good. I was quite impressed when I saw that.
Yeah. The sound quality on the Dennis Brown albums have always been very slick.
Even when he was recording on Joe Gibbs?
Oh, especially Joe Gibbs. If you listen to some of those Joe Gibbs records, it's tremendous the kind of sound that you get off those records.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a lot of times the records are warped, but the sound quality that's on them is amazing, especially bass-wise.
That's very true. You know, Joe Lapiano was mentioning, when I was queuing this thing up right during Stardate, he had had the turntable set at 45, because he was playing some 45s, and he says, oh, why don't you play it at 45? And hearing the reggae music and knowing it was Dennis Brown, I knew for a fact that if we ran the record at a high speed, the record would be so warped, the tone arm would just pop all over the place.
Yeah.
But I forgot that it wasn't on Joe Gibbs' warped records. Actually, we really shouldn't be saying these things about Joe Gibbs. They give us some good records.
Well, yes, we're not saying. It just happens occasionally that those 12-inch 45s out of Jamaica turn out to be warped. I guess they sit in the Florida sun for too long.
Are the Jamaican heat, yes.
But what's on them is really worth getting.
Yeah.
No question about that.
Without a doubt. A lot of good stuff on those labels, for sure.
Yeah, Ja Records and all sorts of other record companies.
Mm-hmm.
There are some record companies that just stamp on the name of the album, name of the artist,
uh-huh.
Which is really amazing. It's just
one
label for everybody, and they just put a stamp on it.
A rubber stamp.
Yeah, it costs about 5 cents to manufacture that way, but the music is great.
Yeah, it is. It's true. If you can find it around here.
You can't find it around here unless you constantly pester people about it.
That's true. Like you ask the folks who do the reggae program here on Friday evenings. Say next time you go down to Brooklyn, will you pick me up some tunes?
Yeah, or you go down to Brooklyn yourself.
That's true. You've been
on Utica Avenue, I believe.
Yeah, you've been known to do that, huh?
Yeah. And someday you will be too.
Eventually, yeah. When I graduate. So what else is new and exciting?
The weather's very nice out here.
You're in Nassau County, huh?
I'm in Nassau County right now. I'm not going to be up too much longer. I have to head back. I'm in the beautiful town of Plainview right now.
Uh-huh. Are you going to stop in here on your way home?
I don't think so, because I really want to get some sleep, because I have to be up early for the Long Island Music Conference tomorrow at Stony Brook, which starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Registration is still available, in fact. It'll cost you $10 at the door, but it's well worth coming. And, of course, it's a free concert at 7:30 at the end of the bridge, free admission for that. Honest Tom Pompicello will be there.
Oh!
Lou Stevens and a couple other fine bands, too.
Yeah.
And special guests.
Special guests.
Yes, so that's well worth coming to. The End of the Bridge is, of course, located in the Student Union Building on the Stony Brook campus.
Yes, and you're one of those special guests, too, huh? So
yes, but I will be covering up my true self. You won't recognize me.
Okay. So you won't be wearing any of those funny buttons, huh?
No funny buttons tomorrow. This is serious stuff. There's a lot going on in Stony Brook tomorrow. You know, the daycare fair is in its second day.
That's true. And the Rockers band is going to be there.
Rockers.
Featuring Winston on the bass, man.
They'll be playing in the Fine Arts Plaza starting at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm.
In competition with Lister's Reggae Program.
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough choice for some people.
And it certainly will.
Three things going on at once. Lister, the conference, and the Fine Arts Plaza Fair.
Right.
Daycare Fair.
A whole bunch of other things.
And Caribbean weekend.
Tomorrow is a really popular weekend, and I'm not going to...
You're working.
That's right. I'm not going to avail myself of any of those services at this point. Well, listen, you know what else we have coming up? We have a tape here that we got in the mail from... where did we get it from? Where did we get it from? We got it from NASA.
Did you?
Yeah. There's a couple of things on here.
Read them off.
Well, the space story, number 966, Close Encounters with Uranus and Neptune.
Really?
Yeah.
That must be thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a bunch of other things on here that we might get to. So,
I'll try to listen for that. That sounds...
Yeah, and maybe we'll play them backwards like we did last time.
Yeah, and this is Victory Day in Togo, you told me.
That's true. This is, in fact, Victory Day.
How did you find that valuable piece of information out, Mike?
I happened to find a calendar that listed every day with its appropriate holidays. I think it was some airline calendar, and it just listed all these different holidays for all the countries it served. I don't know whether it served Togo or not, but we'll try to get through.
Anything about Albania?
I don't know, because I'm just going to look at it every day.
I'd like to see that. I really would.
It's a big, huge chart. It's a poster size, and it's rather huge.
Okay, I'll have to come over and look at it then.
Well, I don't have it, you see.
Oh, where is it?
It's where I work.
Oh, I'll have to come over and look at it then.
Yeah, you'll have to do that.
That's for certain. You're going to try to find an Oscars All Night Toshideli, I believe.
In Togo, yeah.
Togo. Now, I know somebody called up last week wanting us to investigate Fiji.
Fiji, yes.
We didn't get a chance really to look into that place, but that will be our next stop, I understand.
Right.
After Togo.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is, of course, a momentous day in Togo, and we should look, overlook that.
Incidentally, you know, we have another episode in the Tripod family coming.
Yes, we do.
And I can't believe it. Don Topeka actually came in today, and he delivered it himself on time.
Did he?
Yeah, so that should be up around, between 1 and 2.
That is truly amazing.
He certainly is.
I'll say.
And I don't know how I stay up this late every Friday night to do this show. I really don't.
Yeah. It's something to think about.
Yeah.
There are folks out there staying up late listening to it, and I think that's commendable.
Yeah, it certainly is. We have all sorts of fans. We have really artsy fans, too, don't we?
Talented people.
One of our fans actually sent us a whole magazine devoted to the Tripod family.
Yes, our thanks go out to East Quad.
That's true. Certainly. Well, in any event, another thing I'd like to do is at this point is open up our hearts to you. Why don't we take requests for the 2 o'clock album side, which will come up right after the 1:55 news.
Okay, I've got a suggestion.
What's your suggestion?
How about some Laurie Anderson music?
Well, I was thinking of playing a bunch of her stuff, but not necessarily featuring her for the album. I wanted to get into an older, more vintage album,
The album came out this week, and very few people have it, and very few record stores have it. I know, because I've been hounding them trying to get it, and I found one place that had it, but they only had one copy, so no one else can get it now.
Oh, wasn't that silly of them to do that?
Yeah, I don't understand it. Every record store seems to only have one copy of Laurie Anderson, and they're going to be sorry.
Yeah. Now, what was the you said something like...
Example number 22 is, I believe, the flip side of the single, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's It's an amazing song because Laurie Anderson does some things with her vocals that I've never heard her do before. It's sort of Yoko-ish, I'd say.
Is it anything like what Suzanne Ciani was doing last week with us?
No, not really, because Suzanne doesn't really do things with her voice.
Well, not on record, at least.
Not on record, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not quite as spacey as that, but it's more. She does more with her voice on the music itself.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really fantastic. This album is, I think, one of the finest albums I've heard in a long time. It's just so exciting to have your hands on something that's just come out and that very few people are aware of.
Well, the album is called Big Science. And
yeah.
It's from Laurie Anderson, and it's on Warner Brothers. And, you know, it just so happens that that particular song you wanted is queued up, and it's just starting right now.
How about that? What a coincidence.
It certainly
Beispiele
is.
Beispiele paranormale Tonbandstimmen. Was sind paranormale Tonbandstimmen? Es sind Stimmen unbekannter Herkunft. Es sind paranormale
Ihren Klang. Ich verstehe die Sprachen. Ich höre nur ihren Klang.
Beispiel Nummer 22.
You owe me.
something from Mike Aldridge's new album, which you can find on the Sugar Hill label. The album called Eight String Swing, and that's a song called Almost to Tulsa. Well, like we mentioned before, it is, in fact, Victory Day in Togo.
Yeah,
we are great big fans of Togolese music, Togolese folk, traditional folk music. So what we're going to try to do right now is get in touch with the American Embassy in Togo. We're going to try, at least, on the Voice of Long Island.
Tom, may I help you?
Yes, Operator International, please. We're trying to get through to Togo.
Where?
Togo, T-O-G-O. It's on in West Africa.
T-O-G-O. Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you. Kind of hard to find. It's a rather small country.
Most of the calls we put through, but this has to go to international.
International operator
290. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm trying to call Togo. We'd like to speak with the American Embassy there.
Okay, what is the number? Do you have the number?
I don't have the number. I'm going to need that information. Yes, it's 516-246-7901.
Your name, please, sir?
My name is Mike.
And do you want this person or station, sir?
Station to station, please, operator. Whichever is cheapest.
Okay, the operator should be calling you back within 30 minutes.
Oh, you mean we can't find the information straight away?
It's a manual call. It has to go through two or three different operators before it gets through the
Togo. Ooh. Okay, well, thank you very much, operator.
You're welcome, sir.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, isn't that a trip? We're going to have to wait for the operator to call us back. And all to find out about a simple holiday, Victory Day, in Togo. Keep it here on 90.1 FM, the Voice of Long Island, and we'll get through to Togo eventually, for sure. I'm Mike Uhas. Eric Corley's on the road somewhere, and he's probably listening at this point. We'll get back into some more music.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
While we're waiting for the international operator to call us back, what we're going to do is we're going to play something from NASA.
Many years ago, astronomers tried to interpret the motions of the sun, moon, stars, and planets, and realized that the arrangement of the heavens was not chaotic, but followed a systematic pattern. After centuries of careful observation and deductions, scientists framed some of the laws that govern our universe. But as more and more discoveries are made, new questions constantly emerge. Today, continuing the search for a rational explanation of the great mysteries of space, we send our eyes and ears deep into space with Voyager. This is The Space Story, a weekly space and aeronautics report brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Voyager 2, the unmanned spacecraft which made its close encounter with Saturn in August of 1981, is now on its way to Uranus and Neptune. Charles Kohlhaas, Voyager Mission Design Manager, explains how this tiny spacecraft was targeted to reach these distant planets.
In order to fly to more than one planet, we use an effect called gravity assist, where we fly around the trailing side of Jupiter, and it's sort of like a slingshot. It gives us extra speed, and we go on out to Saturn. You can only do that if the planets are located in favorable positions in their solar orbits. And it takes about 175 years for this famous Grand Tour alignment to repeat. So Voyager 2 is flying the famous Grand Tour mission, and of course is headed to Uranus now.
Uranus is a long way away from the Sun.
It's nearly 19 times farther than the Earth is from the Sun. But the spin axis of Uranus, the axis that the planet spins about, doesn't stand upright like most of the planet's axes do. It lies on its side. And so the planet is sort of strange. It's almost like some giant cosmic hand reached out and took Uranus and just turned it over on its side.
So far, scientists know that Uranus has five moons orbiting it and is surrounded by nine narrow, very dark rings.
Since Uranus is tilted on its side, an unusual thing is going to happen. When Voyager 2 gets to Uranus, its northern hemisphere will actually be pointed towards the Sun. So the northern hemisphere will be in extended daylight. The southern hemisphere will be in extended darkness. Because remember, it takes 84 years for Uranus to go around the Sun. So the seasons are 21 years long each. Well, as the Voyager spacecraft approaches, it will be approaching from the sunny side of Uranus. And as we look at Uranus, the orbits of the five moons will appear like the rings in an archery target, sort of.
Neptune has three moons that we know of. The most interesting of Neptune's moons is Triton. It is very large and has an unusual orbit. Voyager 2 will then escape from the solar system, never to return. Voyager 1 and 2 are each traveling at a speed of about 36,000 miles per hour. Very fast for you and I, but very slow in terms of reaching the stars. It will take the Voyagers about 20,000 years to pass the outermost fringes of Oort's cloud, a collection of thousands of very tiny comet nuclei, much farther away from the Sun than Pluto. Scientists have mapped their flight path out into the future, and in 40,000 years, Voyager 1 will fly 1.6 light-years away from a star near the constellation of Camelopardus, very near the Little Dipper. Voyager 2 will fly by a star called Roth 248 in the constellation of Andromeda and will miss it at a distance of about 1.2 light-years. In 358,000 years, Voyager 2 will pass within 8/10 of a light-year of Sirius, the brightest star in all the heavens today. This has been the Space Story, a weekly space and aeronautics report brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Willard Scott reporting.
Was muss man das in Filmen auf Film? Ja, ich bin einfach in Asteroid, was in der Slav, Prinz Kamaka. Auf Stroh, was ist mir so mit ein Zeit, was er in Slav, hier auf Spar, was er ist ja auch mit mir, Sir, I think it's your first marriage, no, all serious. Yeah, I know you're sad.
WUSB.
I don't know if I'm the last year, but I believe it's in your last year. This man, oh, where's he going?
Stony Brook.
My sister was in the big center, but who's this now? Oh, he's in the center. Sure, all the earth city. Calf six and looms, who's been doing his next home, but all I knew was no one here with Sam, who's been.
There was the guy, you're starting in his near with Calf.
Got the overseas operator back on the line. See if we can do this. You there? Hello? Hello? Yoo-hoo. Anybody there? They were there a moment ago.
Hello?
Hello?
That's Mike?
Yes.
Would you like to speak to the number of the American Embassy now?
Yes, we would, please.
The number is on the line. That's 212991.
Let me write that down. 219191.
No. 212991.
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, the number is on the line, sir. Speak up, please.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, is this the American Embassy in Togo?
Yes, speaking.
Yes, this is Mike Juhas. I'm with WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York.
Yes.
We hear it's Victory Day in Togo today.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about Victory Day?
Yes, today is Victory Day, 24th April.
And was this a big war in Togo that you guys won?
This morning there will be some ceremonies like parade and so forth. I can't tell exactly.
Uh-huh. What is the background to Victory Day in Togo? Why do you celebrate?
27th April is regarded as Independence Day. But this 24th was the day they attempted the life of the president.
Uh-huh. And what year was that?
Did you get my point?
Yes, I do get your point.
1st April, there was an attempt on the president's life.
What year was that attempt made? Still there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm just wondering, what year was this attempt made on the president's life?
This celebration, I just know, I understood that is just the background of it. So I can't go all about telling you what has happened.
Oh, I see. All right, well, what's the weather like there in Togo right now?
Hello?
Hello, still here. Are you there?
That's not the line. I'll give you a communication officer. You speak to him.
Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
The communication officer just arrived.
Okay.
Since you are a communicator, I think it would be better you speak to him.
I can't understand what this gentleman is saying. I don't think he's speaking to me. Hello?
Please, he's parking his car and my... second reliever has come and is going to call him.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, it seems like we're on hold in Togo. He's looking for his second reliever of sorts.
Look here, what's your name?
Hello?
I don't go for it.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
We
were just calling. We were wondering about what the true meaning of Victory Day in Togo was.
You see, I'm telling you, this day in question is celebrated as such, and 27th will be the Independence Day.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Yes, hello. Who's speaking?
This is Mike Uhas at WUSB Radio in Stony Brook, New York. I was just basically wondering on your culture. Can you tell us about what size Togo is, how big a country it is?
Oh, gosh, this is very hard to relate right off the top of my head.
Well, let me just first at this point say this, that you are about the most American person I've spoken to so far.
Yes, okay, I just speak English. As far as the United States, it would probably be the size of, I would say, perhaps the combination of Connecticut,
All righty. No, this is, we just saw it in a calendar that it was Victory Day today, and we figured we'd call up and say hello and congratulate you on your victory. Okay? Still there? He must think we're a bunch of crackpots. He's absolutely right. Hello? Still there? Well, at this point, I think I'm going to hang up. Because here I am paying for this call, and there's nobody there but silence. I'm going to hang up now. Here I go. Well, he had his chance. There it was. We spoke with Togo. Next time we call up an American embassy, we will speak with somebody we know knows how to speak English.
Area code 516-246-7901 is the number here at WUSB. This is the Voice of Long Island. We're known for doing some rather intense things on the air for you. You can call up and request an album side if you'd like for our memorable 2 a.m. album side at that number I just gave you.
Girl, you leave.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, girl, you leave.
Oh yeah.
Get in trouble, don't want to get in trouble if you don't want to get in trouble.
You said the
satellite alone.
You make out like you like it so well.
Everything is in the sun. Tell your sister if you only knew.
Then somebody said about you.
Studies up a lie, tells us so smooth. Think absolutely that it must be true. To urge you out, to break the tail. You don't mind, you'll be put in jail. Hypocrite liar, both kicks up a fuss. They're both very bad, but the liars are worse.
Said, don't
you don't want to get in trouble. If you don't want to get in trouble. If you don't want to get in trouble.
You better
set that liar alone.
Said, don't
if you don't want to get in trouble. If you don't want to get in trouble. If you don't want to get in trouble.
You said,
let that liar alone.
Thank you.
Lanny Morgan, John Hammond.
Look mellow, hanging way up there, your tree.
Oh, baby.
Why don't my peaches look mellow, hanging way up there, your tree.
Oh.
Hey, don't your house feel lonesome when your baby's not up and leave? I'm getting me a step ladder, climb way up on your limb. I'm gonna get me a step ladder, climb way up on your limb.
Yes, I will, honey.
You know I got something to show you here, baby. Ooh, Lord, it's too damn sure.
Just grew.
USB Long Island weather clear tonight. Low 40 to 45, sunny and warm tomorrow. Highs in the 70s, except lower near the South Shore. Clear tomorrow night. Lows 45 to 50. Winds southwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight, diminishing to 10 miles per hour tomorrow and tomorrow night.
Thank you. 346-7901. 2467901. Radio Free Long Island, in co-presentation with the Three Village Tobacco Farms, proudly presents the exciting adventures of the Tripod family, the story of one of America's most illustrious families and their struggle to find peace and happiness in the suburbs of Long Island. We left our friends last week. It was just found out that Kathy Tripod was out carousing with Stanley Steinstein. And as we look in now, a few hours later, Howard is slumped in front of the TV set watching television, and we've... Just when it looked as if things were finally getting back to normal for us Tripods, something like this has to happen. I just don't understand it. What in the world could Kathy possibly see in Stanley Steinstein? He's got such shifty eyes, and he always looks so sneaky. Yeah, I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. I don't think he's told the truth once in the last 10 years. Well, the person I should really feel sorry for is Charlie. There he is over there in the Amalgamated Hospital, trying to recover from his gunshot wound, and his wife has run off with that slimy Steinstein character. Well, I wonder who's going to break the news to him. It's kind of funny, now that I think about it. I always hear stories about how the women in this village go crazy over Stanley Steinstein. He seems to knock them over with his slick style. And then Charlie's wife disappeared with him. And now Victor says he saw my wife driving down the block with him. What is it that he's doing? He must cast some sort of a mystical spell on people. Especially women. Especially people's wives. That reminds me of a film. Someone was stealing all of the neighborhood wives and turning them into some kind of monsters or something. I think it was the Rockford wives or the New Bedford wives.
It was the Stepford wives, Howard.
Pod, you scared the twilights out of me. Where'd you come from?
Well, that's a fine welcome home. I've had a long, hard day, you know.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Pop. I've been very tense and nervous. I can't relax. I don't know what's wrong. I guess it's Kathy.
She's still not back, huh?
No, I'm starting to go crazy wondering what's going on.
What are you watching? Move over.
I don't know what's going to become of Victor's race for the town council. There's so much work that needs to be done. And Kathy isn't around to do it. Gosh, I really feel sorry for Victor.
Oh, look at that.
He really wants to win that election, you know. And I think he'll make a good town councilman, too. He's got all of the makings.
Go ahead, Howard. Here comes the good part.
Victor could have a really strong political future if he wins this race, you know. And since Kathy's his campaign manager, she's got a lot of responsibilities. And she's got to live up to them. But if she keeps up this gallivanting with Stanley Steinstein, nothing's going to get done. Don't you think so, Pop?
Yeah, sure. Oh, look at that.
For some reason, I get the feeling that Uncle Jonathan is behind this. Maybe this is another one of his surprise films he's making. In which case... Uh-oh.
What is it, Howard?
It's Kathy. She's back. All right, Pop, keep quiet, and let's see what she says to us. Look at the television, and pretend you're interested in what's on.
But I am interested.
Well, what are we watching, anyway?
Hi, Howard. Hi, Pop.
I'm back. Oh, hi, Kathy. Oh, so you're back, are you? I almost forgot you were gone. So, did you help out Victor with his election plans?
Oh, yes. Yes, things went very nicely over there. Very nicely. Yes, they did. They sure did.
They did.
Yep.
That's very good. That's just what I thought.
Oh, did you?
Yes. And I'd just like to say, Kathy, that I think it's marvelous that you're spending all of this time helping out Victor with his campaign. You know, so few people would do something so nice for someone else. I mean, you were gone for over 8 hours. I'm so proud of you, Kathy.
Howard, why do you sound sarcastic?
Sarcastic?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, you must be joking, Kathy. What would I have to be sarcastic about? Everything's fine. There's no reason for me to want to act sarcastic. I really don't know what you mean.
Howard, I've got something to tell you. You better sit down.
And so Kathy comes back to a bewildered Tripod household. You want to be with us next time when we'll hear Howard say, I am sitting down. That's next time on The Exciting Adventures of the Tripod Family, a presentation of Radio Free Long Island and the Three Village Tobacco Farms. This is Don Topeka.
Thank you.
Jeff Lorber Fusion. Full Moon on The Voice of Long Island. I'm Mike Juha. Sarah Corley is not with us right now. In fact, he hasn't been with us here in the studio all night. See, he's going to be at a conference tomorrow. The Long Island Contemporary Music Conference. He'll be on a couple of those panels starting about 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. This morning. So he wants to get rested. That musical set, we heard a whole bunch of stuff. We heard from Bonnie Raitt, NRBQ, Jean-Michel Jarre, Linda Ronstadt, Alvin Lucier, Black Slate, Godly and Cream, a whole bunch of other stuff. Kevin Burke even managed to get in there. We will be giving away in a very short time. A very, very short time. Right after the news. So don't call yet. I'll read you this note. Mike, give away one pair of tickets to Toots and the Maytals for tomorrow night at my father's place. Also, can you take your chair home? We want this place as clean as possible. So that's what we'll be doing in a few minutes. So don't call yet. In about 5 minutes or so, we'll be having our classic album side for this evening. But right now, it's 1:56 and time for the 1:55 news. 14 degrees Celsius in Stony Brook. That's all of 57 Fahrenheit. Isn't that great? 57. In 4 or 5 weeks from now, we'll be calling it cold. Here's the latest news. Foreign Minister Francis Pim is on his way home from Washington, and he's said to be carrying a new plan for peace in the Falkland Islands, but not much hope that it will work. That word comes from a British source who says Secretary of State Haig came up with the latest proposal. From a British point of view, the source said, the proposal for the resolving the dispute with Argentina appears to be unsatisfactory. Argentina's Foreign Minister Nicanor Costamendez travels to Washington on Saturday. According to the Times of London, he too will be carrying a peace plan. He's also planning to attend Monday's meeting of the Organization of American States. Costamendez told the British Broadcasting Company Friday that the chances of war between Argentina and Britain are 50-50. Sounds like a good name for a television news program. In Buenos Aires, the foreign ministry says British ships have been sighted off South Georgia Island. It's about 850 miles from the Falklands. Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau of Canada says his country won't recall its nuclear technicians from Argentina. They're helping to build a reactor 120 miles from Buenos Aires. There have been calls for Trudeau to bring the workers home because of the Falkland Islands crisis and concern that Argentina might try to use the reactor to build nuclear weapons. When the Labor Department reported Friday on the Consumer Price Index from March, the word inflation was absent. For the first time since 1965, the index fell. The drop in the index, at an annual rate of 3.3%, was the sharpest decline in 29 years. One reason for the drop is the ongoing recession. Another is the worldwide oil glut. That was also a factor in an announcement from Texaco, the nation's number three oil company, reported its first quarter profits were down 44% from a year ago. Texaco blames falling demand and the high cost of oil it buys from the OPEC cartel. On Capitol Hill, Congressman James Howard has unveiled his plan to combat drunken driving nationwide. The New Jersey Democrat wants to spend $125 million over the next 3 years to crack down on those who drive after drinking. His ideas include identifying repeat offenders, mandatory suspension of drunken driver's licenses, and a stricter definition of intoxication. The congressional administration budget negotiators go back to work on Sunday. Talks Friday produced no agreement on a compromise spending plan. A congressional source says the group is aiming for a 1983 deficit between $95 and $99 billion. Without any action, according to the source, the deficit would be more than $180 billion next year. There's an encouraging message from a NASA physician for those who'd like to take a trip in space. No, he's not offering seats on the next shuttle flight, but Dr. Bill Thornton did tell a group of doctors in Huntsville, Alabama, that most adults would meet the minimum physical requirements for a short trip into space. Thornton, by the way, is an astronaut himself. But just a smidgen closer to home, an East Islip man who built a 45-ton, 70-foot sailing vessel in his backyard during the past 2 years, today launched the ship as the beginning of a new freight service on Long Island Sound. The ship's builder, 36-year-old Craig Brazier, says today's launching culminates the combination of two dreams, to start his own business and to be on the sea. He says the sailing ship is called the Phoenix, after the mythical bird that died in flames and rose from the ashes to live another useful life. It is the first sailing cargo vessel certified by the United States Coast Guard since 1942. Brazier, who's an administrator in the Student Affairs Division at the State University of New York at Farmingdale Agricultural and Technical College, says yesterday's launching ceremonies went super. The ship was lowered into the Great South Bay and Bay Shore. His wife, Pat, cracked a bottle of champagne across the bow. Brazier notes that the ship needs some additional work and will be ready for transporting cargo by Memorial Day. Brazier says Port Jefferson will be his home port, and that he will make daily trips across Long Island Sound to Bridgeport, Connecticut, taking between an hour and a half to 3 hours. He says the ship can carry about 20 tons of cargo, about 30 passengers, in a non-polluting, energy-conservative manner. Brazier says the increase in oil costs gave him the idea to go back to wind power to transport cargo. He says there is presently ferry service for passengers between Long Island and Connecticut, but no cargo service. Brazier says the 70-foot steel sailing schooner was built in his backyard for about $100,000 and a lot of understanding from his neighbors. He said he did not have the $250,000 needed to have the vessel built in a shipyard, so he rented a do-yourself shipbuilding book and began. And present at today's launching ceremonies was Long Island Congressman Tom Downey, along with Suffolk County Executive Peter Cohellen and Islip Town Supervisor Michael Logrand. USB Long Island's weather is calling for clearer conditions overnight. Lows 40 to 45 Fahrenheit. Sunny and warm tomorrow, highs in the 70s, except lower near the South Shore. Clearer tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. And the winds, if you have a brand new sailing vessel, are southwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight, diminishing to 10 miles per hour tomorrow and tomorrow night. Yes, I will give away that pair of tickets for Toots and the Maytals for tomorrow night, or later on tonight, in just a moment. It's about 4 minutes past two. You're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. I'm Mike Uhas. Eric Corley's not with us tonight. He's probably sleeping. It's time now for our 2 o'clock album side. And this week, we're going to feature a woman named Judy Zook, or Tzuk Zuki. I'm not too sure. Nobody seems to know how to pronounce her name. I'm going to play side one of Sports Car. The album includes songs, the side includes songs called Sports Car, Nightline, Chinatown, and Understanding. And if you're the second caller at 246-7901, that pair of tickets for Toots and the Maytals for My Father's Place are yours.
Please. Change. No, I really don't think so.
Well, who asked you anyway? That album side we just heard was Judy Zuki. The album is called Sports Car. We heard side one, which includes Sports Car, Nightline, Chinatown, and Understanding. It's about 25 past 2 a.m. Close enough. I'm Mike Uhas. Eric Corley's not with me tonight. Anthony White will be up in 35 minutes or so. Meantime, I'll be playing some music and keeping you company until that time. In fact, if everything works out properly, we might even be able to get the sound of our chief engineer, Frank Burgard, vacuuming. Where else? Name one other station where you'd hear someone vacuuming. And Frank Burgard doesn't even know he's being broadcast to two or three Long Islanders at this time. Frank's cleaning the other studio up, and for some reason we don't know why. The sound of Frank Burgard, our chief engineer, vacuuming. Here on the Voice of Long Island, yes, we've been accused of doing some strange things in our time. If you have anything to say, 246-7901 is the number, and we'll take your requests. We'll put them in the circular file. No. Who knows what we'll do? We could bring Frank Burgard back. And then again, we might not. We might go back into some music from Passport.
going to his place where they're thinking of building that drive-in bank. You can't miss it. And I said, this must be the place. Thank you.
Yeah. Ain't Misbehavin' opened on Broadway May 9, 1978, and instantly made history. Within 4 weeks, this stompin', struttin', high hattin' smash of Fats Waller music won every award a musical can win in a Broadway season. Next week on Curtain Up, WUSB will present Ain't Misbehaving. I'm Deirdre Jersey, and I hope you'll join me at 10 a.m. Wednesday, April 28th, for Curtain Up.
Well, that just about brings things to a screeching halt. It's 2:55 in the morning. This is WUSB. I'm Mike Uhas. Eric Corley is not here. He's usually here with me, but he's home sleeping. Let's all wish him a good get well. Well, this is the voice of Long Island. A bunch of stuff that time we finished with Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights. From the Kickin' side, we heard from Steve Tibbetts and Mark Anderson, the new album Morning Song. We heard Walking. From Laurie Anderson, we heard the title cut from Big Science. We heard something from Lee Ritenour, Captain Fingers. And I believe we began with Passport. Way, way, way back there, somewhat before. Taking a look at the USB Long Island weather. Clear tonight, lows in the 40s, sunny and warm tomorrow, highs in the 70s, except in the 60s near the South Shore. Clear tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50, winds southwesterly 10 to 15 miles per hour tonight, and tomorrow diminishing to 10 miles per hour tomorrow night. The outlook for Sunday, sunny and mild, highs in the low 70s, except lower around the South Shore, and the eastern end, the Twin Forks and Spoons of Long Island. Well, our time is up for another week. We'll be back again next week, and at our respective times, we'll bring you the same lot of stuff that we brought you tonight, except it will be completely different. Something like that. Something like being completely different. Anyway, that theme's over. This one's just beginning. Mike Uhas here saying goodnight. Tony White's up next on WUSB, Stony Brook.
Out of bed at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go. At the look I know, when my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Dancers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights.
I go on Friday night, I go on Saturday morning.
wish I had lipstick on my shirt.